The Alt Comedy Lounge. Live comedy every Monday night at 9 at the Rivoli, 334 Queen Street, West Toronto. The Alt Dot, where laughter is routine.
Right, you're warmed up. It's perfect. Growing up, my mother used to say things like, "Why can't you be more like your older brother?" But I don't have an older brother. She had an abortion before I was born. I like you guys because you're pro-choice. Whenever I'm single and I miss being in a relationship, I just talk to myself about things that don't interest me. And then I accuse myself of not listening. Then I go to a movie theater and I let a random person decide what movie I see. And I pay for both of our tickets. Then when I get home, I get angry about something really stupid. I slam a door, and I sleep on the couch. So I don't feel like I'm missing anything. My ex-girlfriend used to say the cutest things, like, "Yeah, I don't want to renew our lease. I mean, it was the way she said it. It's not that bad. We're actually really good friends with other people. I don't like to think of us as broken up. I like to think that we're playing the longest game of hide and seek. She's just really fucking good. Little kids with missing teeth look like tiny meth heads. Right, you ever see one of those fucking things? So gross. Whenever a little kid tells me what he or she is going to be when they grow up, I always say, "Yeah, if you live long enough." Because they don't all make it. I know, that joke makes it seem like I'm the one killing the kids. But it's not always up to me, you know? I think it's weird that you never see the grand opening of a cemetery. You never walk by and there's just one gravestone with a family gathered around it crying while they do a ribbon-cutting ceremony. And then somebody breaks a bottle of champagne over the tombstone. And then on the other end of the cemetery, there's just an empty section that's roped off with a sign that says, "Coming soon." Is it politically correct to refer to an attractive black woman as an aphrodisiac? I'll take that as a yes. I want to go to a sporting event and look up at the Jumbotron and see a woman asking a man for a divorce. Hope he says yes. To-do list. One, make a list. Two, stop procrastinating. Three, I'll just finish it later. I procrastinate a lot. People think it's a bad habit, but sometimes when you procrastinate, things just work out. Like when I was a teenager, I used to be like, man, I should really get a fake ID. I never got around to it. But it's cool. One day, I didn't even need one anymore. I just got a regular ID instead. I was watching a news report that said that television influences people's behavior. So as soon as I saw that, I turned my TV right off. And then I threw it out the window and set it on fire. They're not gonna fucking get me. A lot of people take pictures of their food and post it on Instagram. But hardly anybody posts pictures of their shit. I feel like I'm only getting half the information. How does this story end? I've been trying to quit chewing gum, so I started smoking. It must be hard being a porn star because all the available positions are entry level. I wonder if porn stars go out for drinks after work with their coworkers and complain about their day. They'll be at a bar and somebody will say something like, man, can you believe Ron today? Yeah, he was really riding my ass hard. I'll tell you, sometimes I just can't handle that dick. And then Ron will be at a different bar with his buddies. He'll say something like, man, fucking Jenna. All day she was just jerking me around. Finally, I couldn't take it anymore. I just exploded on her. Mostly on her face. And then again in her butt. I saw a guy that had a hat on with a pot leaf. He was wearing a t-shirt that said, I heart pot. And he was wearing green pot leaf socks. I was like, dude, I get it. You don't have a job. And then we got stoned. The other night I was listening to my neighbors have sex for 112 minutes while I watched The Wizard of Oz with the sound turned all the way down. It's way fucking better than Pink Floyd. I wonder if anyone's ever had sex that was so rough that in the middle of it, somebody yelled out, "World Star Hip Hop." White people, just Google it, I guess. I know I'm getting older because the idea of using bad grammar when I'm speaking to a woman seems way more embarrassing than erectile dysfunction. No girl wants a guy to come up to them and be like, "Me want make sex." I have a hard time living in the moment. I don't really enjoy anything because I'm either worried about something that's going to happen in the future or I'm dwelling on some past regret. It's so bad that when I go on vacation, I send myself postcards that say, "Wish I was here." Some of these jokes are just for me, guys. Is anybody engaged in here? No, you guys are just fucking with no consequences? You guys don't need a paper trail? A lot of my friends are getting engaged, so I've been sending them congratulatory cards in the mail. But the cards don't represent how I feel, because I don't give a shit that they're happy. I wish there were cards that single people could send to their engaged friends and family. So I wrote some. So you met that special someone. But just remember, one of you loves the other just a little bit less. Which one are you? Congratulations on your engagement. This girl I was seeing told me she likes to masturbate when she's on her period. But she didn't have to tell me that because I caught her red-handed. Thanks, guys.
Anthony Capper, everyone, keep it going for Anthony Capper. Your next act, I love watching this guy. He's one of my favorites to watch, up-and-comers, super hilarious. Please welcome the very funny Chris Robinson, everyone.
Nice. What's up? Thank you for having the music that I requested. That's perfect. Nah, I wouldn't. If I could request music, it'd be like some hood shit. You know? Just be like, "Hey yo, niggas hit the deck!" You know, like, it'd be dope. That's why I love rap music, man. It gets me so pumped up. But sometimes it's just, DJs on rap songs get way too out of hand with like the gunshot like sound effects. You ever have that? You just like trying to listen to a track and you're like, "Hey yo, it's DJ Young Homicide! Coming at you! We digging in pockets! We snatching chains! A nigga might get stabbed tonight! Oh shit, maybe he'll get the Glock! Kablow! Or maybe he'll get the shoddy! Blow! Oh shit, maybe he'll get the yapper! Oh shit, maybe he'll get the grenade! Oh shit, maybe we gonna call in the artillery!"
All right, we're going to need the coordinates at longitude 45, latitude 46. If we could get the Blackhawk to do the double round on the blue hoop. All right,
follow my lead, roger that, and it's a go. Music way too much, man. Gets me too. But I'm like too suburban to. I feel like it speaks to me so much when I listen to rap music, and then I remember, I'm like, oh man, I don't sell crack. Like what? Fuck. Why can't I sell crack? I wish I sold drugs. Fuck. I wish I was gangster, man. It'd be so cool. I wish I just fucked one girl with all of my friends. You know, like I really wish. Wish I was hood. I couldn't do that. I couldn't do a gangbang. I'm too freaky for a gangbang. You know, like, you don't want to be the one guy in a gangbang sucking toes and shit, you know? Just being like, oh yeah, I'm good, man. I'll just suck your toes and jerk off over here. Yeah, no, I'm happy. I love it. I love this shit. Mm. Oh shit, your hangnail cut my tongue. What the?
Oh man, I live downtown now. It's nice. I mostly hang out with like white people and shit, so you know it's cool. You guys are great. One thing I love about hanging out with white people is you guys walk fast. Man, I can get down with that shit. Anytime I'm hanging out with my white friends, they're like, "All right, we're gonna get there on time." I'm like, "Nice. All right, sick." Set my watch 5 minutes ahead. Make sure I'm never late. That's one thing I don't miss about hanging out with my black friends, man. Young black dudes walk so fucking slow. It's ridiculous. You ever see a group of young black dudes walking in the subway or something? Just like... Yo, link me a transfer, dog. I feel like every group of young black dudes should have one super old Asian man just slowly going the exact same pace as them while he's smoking a cigarette, holding a bag of groceries. It has live turtles in it and shit. Tree for Tandara. Tree turtle, Tandara. Oh man, fuck. I felt like my dick like go back inside a little bit, like in my pants, they're too tight. You know when like the turtle's head goes back in? Fuck. Didn't need to tell you that. Did not. I just like telling you guys shit you shouldn't hear. You know? Like this. What do you call it when a retarded black guy who wants to play football sucks your dick? Radiohead. No? You guys that were like, I don't know, man. That was too visual. I'm just picturing Cuba Gooding Jr. playing a mentally challenged character suck a dick right now. This is fucked. Yeah. This is live entertainment, guys. I can't kill the whole time. All right. I'm just kill. I'm just playing. I used to be a Jehovah's Witness growing up. Please don't. That shit sucked, man. That's why I'm like, I'm not like scared to do stand up because it's way easier to be up here and like try and make you laugh than it is to be in front of your door on a Saturday morning trying to convince you to join something I was trying to get out of, you know? Like, fuck that.
No, thanks, man. I always had, like I was thinking, too, like, when Jesus got crucified, like, I bet he was kind of smug about it. You know? Because you ever meet a kid who comes from, like, a rich family and say his dad's a lawyer or something, and then he's just kind of like a snobby kid, and you're like, and he doesn't even give a fuck if you beat him up. You're like, oh, yeah, really? You're going to beat the shit out of me? My dad will sue your ass. Okay? You'll get evicted from your shitty house. You'll be eating cheese sandwiches, wearing Brooks shoes for the rest of your life. And like, you know, and it just pisses you off because you can't do anything. Like, I feel like that's how Jesus must have felt when they were trying to crucify him. You know, he's like, oh, really? Y'all want to crucify me? Y'all know who my dad is, right? Y'all know who my dad is. Okay, and you all heard about the shit that I did. Walking on water. Turning water into wine. Getting the whole party drunk. You heard about that? You heard about when I gave birth to a baby in a hurricane? No one wrote that down, but it happened. That guy was off that day, but I ain't even fronting. I ain't even trying to stunt. That was just for me. But no head. Go ahead. All right, dad. They go. Go ahead. Dad, they go do it. Oh, shit. Wait. Wait till what happens to you. What? Wait till what he does to your people. The Holocaust is what I was referring to. Come on. Fucking losers. I I'll tell you one last thing before I get out of here. There's like certain sounds that I don't know, like sounds of sex are just like interesting, you know, like I love like the sounds that girls make. It's just so sexy, you know. Oh yeah, give me that dick, you know, like it's just so. I feel sorry for girls though, because all guys sound the same. We're just like, oh yeah, yeah, you like that. Every guy turns into Christian Bale as Batman. Yeah, you like that? You like that dick? Swear you like that dick? Swear to me! But 100% the sound I can't handle during sex, like, is like Japanese girls getting fucked. Like, I can't. It's not for me, you know? Because their whole, like, society, they love that schoolgirl fetish. So anytime that you're watching porn, there's a Japanese girl, she always acts like she's 12 years old when she's getting fucked. And like, you know, I can't watch porn the whole time. The girl's just like, oh, Miyamochi. Oh, Miyamochi, I got to use you. Oh, Miyamochi, I got to... Oh, yes, what is you? Oh, what is you? Yes, but... Ooh, spray. Oh, he's a new maker. Oh, man. Are you sure she signed the waiver to be here? Way too many tears for this shit to be legal. All right, thanks a lot, buddy. My name's Chris Robinson.
Hey, this is Matt O'Brien. You're listening to the Alt-Out Comedy Lounge, recorded live here at the Rivoli in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Please give a big round of applause to Faisal Butt, everyone. Faisal Butt!
None of that is true. That man's a liar. Thanks. Thanks, one person that got it. How's it going? Yeah, finally, a brown guy! Oh! Thanks, ISIS. Yeah, on top. Oh, man. You heard... Oh, how about Chris Locke? One more time for Chris Locke, hosting the shit out of this show, right? And yes, you heard Chris correctly. My name is Faisal Butt. That's my real name, and that is not a good name to have in high school or prison. Let me ask, have you guys ever been bored at work or at home and you just sort of Google your own name just to see who else shares that bond with you? I did it once. I Googled Faisal Butt, and 18 million porn sites just popped up. And then Google on its high horse was like, oh, did you mean facial butt? I was like, no. No, Google. Just trying to have an ego moment, but thanks for introducing me to my new thing. So if you guys want to check out my website, see what other shirts I wear, it's www.bukakianofuckslots.ca. I should mention this. In March, my girl and I are having a baby. Yeah. You don't have to clap. I'm fucking pissed. She's pretty clever, but she doesn't realize, like, why do you want me to sign up for kickboxing? I was like, don't worry about it. No, I love her. I'm really excited, guys. I should tell you right now, my girlfriend's white. I don't know if that... I think it does matter. Because names... We're having the names discussion right now. And that's getting weird. And she was, like, really excited. And she comes up with a list. She's like, I got some baby names. Okay, if it's a girl, how about Maya? It's like, no. That's not working. That's not working for me. Allison? No. No, that's not happening. Okay, if it's a boy, how about Jackson? It's like, nope. Not happening. What about Dixon? And I was like, do you remember what my last name is? When did you forget that? We've been dating for 6 years. All of a sudden, that is gone. Like, she's white, I'm brown. We're definitely going to have a very beautiful child, right? Like, obviously. If I have a daughter, she'll be really beautiful. But I can't let her wander the world being like, hey, how you doing? My name's Maya Butt. No! Jackson Butt? No. Dixon Butt? That's just... Wait, that works, actually. I've accidentally done heroin twice. So, me naming my son Dixon Butt. Well, that's a gift I would be giving to you guys. The world. Can you imagine? Just Dixon Butt? Dixon Butt is Dixon Butt. Hey, how you doing? My name's Dixon Butt. And you're like, what? Seriously? Yeah, I'm here to do your taxes. I'm Dixon Butt. What? How are you not a proctologist, Dixon Butt? No, I'm just saying it ends with me. Butt ends with me. This name cannot go... Because we've decided to take my fiancé's last name, which is Fart House. So we're good. Man, it's hot. It's like Pakistan elections hot right now. Is that a woman on the ballot? No! Oh, I'm sorry. You guys don't have the Bing? You guys aren't on Alta Vista? You know how, like, okay, guys, real moment. You know how, like, you're the only one that's, like, laughing... It's making me feel like I don't think I'm doing that good. I told you to wait in the car, Mom! What's your name?
Carolyn.
Carolyn. Cool. Who are you here with? Carolyn. Michael and Joe. Hey, Jen. Joe. All white names sound the same. Jen Butt. Joan Butt. Who gives a fuck? Well... Cheers to you. I don't want to be rude. Yeah, sorry, it's delicious. It's Monday. Drinking on a Monday? Oh my God, thank you, Allah. Yeah, I don't know why you would have banned this shit from us all these years. Pretty sure a whole lot of problems could have been avoided. What was that? Oh, you don't exist? Okay, cool. All right, moving along. Yeah, guys, because that's what I set out to do tonight, folks, was to offend the predominantly Muslim turnout at a comedy show on a Monday. Well, assalamu alaikum. Quick poll, how many Muslims are here? Is that the table with the shots around? And the umbrellas and the drink? Just pray for me, bro. Fuck. I know. I'm really good. Sort of. So I'm with my girl. We have this baby and the whole story. I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to try to give you the Tarantino version of what happened. So we'd been trying for a year to have a kid. And every month she'd come up to me and she's all heartbroken. She's like, it didn't happen, you know. It just didn't happen. I don't know if we're ever going to be, you know. And I was like, also a really good actor. I'm like, baby, we just got to keep trying, all right? We just got to keep trying and I'll put a bun in that oven. So she gets an app on her phone that keeps tracks of her cycle, and it tells you the optimum days, like, oh, 2 petals, kind of fertile. 3 petals, 5 petals, start fucking now. What she didn't realize is I had the same app on my phone, and when she wasn't looking, I'd go into her phone, track her cycle, so I would know. So when it's like 5 petals, I would be like here with you guys, but I wouldn't go home. Oh, what? It was today? Oh, shit. Months of that didn't happen. She was like, enough's enough. We're going to a fertility clinic. We're going to speak to a specialist. And I was like, you know what? You pay rent, so fine. Man of the people. We go see the doctor, and she looks basically like Mindy Kaling, right? And I don't do impressions, but she's just adorable. She's like, okay, guys, it was an exciting time. I just have to ask you some questions, lifestyle questions, okay? So she asks my girlfriend a bunch of questions, and she asks me a bunch of questions. I'm like, yeah, I smoke cigarettes. I smoke weed every day. I accidentally smoked heroin twice. I know a guy that gave me 3 MDMAs for 20. And she's like, okay, red flags. But nothing to worry about. So she sets us up for a series of invasive tests for my girlfriend / fiance. And then for me, I had to just basically give a sperm sample. And has any guy done that? All right. Do it. It is amazing. I was as apprehensive and weirded out. I was like, I don't want to fucking do that. It's weird. I have my own fucking, like, you know, ritual on how I jerk off. Getting emotional. I didn't want to do it, but I love her, so I went, signed up. Also, you know, you don't have to make all the nurses and people who work there super hot. And this woman, she brings me to this little room, opens the door, and I walk in. And this room is amazing! It is like Narnia, or whatever fantastical, magical place that'll sell this joke. And so, you know how like every man has like that man cave thing? This was like the womb of this man cave. And they had a 60-inch TV. I have a 40-inch TV at home. This little plush couch. I'm sitting on it. Okay. There's this magic box, instructions. They had some magazines. I was like, what is this, 1998? Put one in my bag. I turn the TV on, press the button, and they have what is called basically like the Netflix of porn, right? And they have all like the titles there. You just scroll through it. I was on page 36, and I was still in the A section. I got there for 9. I found a groove. I got out of that room at 11:30. But here's the thing. I had such an amazing time that I knew I wanted to be back. So what I did was I put some soap in the sample. Right? To just fuck with the sample there. To vandalize it. Because I was like, I need to come back, right? I'm going to smoke a joint. Finish this Rocco Ravages Teen Super Sluts. I get home. My girlfriend is looking at me. She's like extra smiley. And she's like, guess what? I'm pregnant! And I was like, no! You ruined my Thursday appointment at 4! No! Something, something punchline. Hey, give it up for Chris Locke!
Faisal Butt, everyone, keep it going. Keep it going for Faisal Butt. No relation to my butt. The comedians are laughing hard in the back. That was genius. Ladies and gentlemen, I love this man. Please welcome Ali Hassan, everyone. Ali Hassan.
All right. Finally, the second brown guy of the night, right? Is that what everyone's thinking? No, you even forgot that there was a brown guy before rhinos. There was a time before rhinos, everybody. There was, the only thing I can describe that as is loving hatred. There was a lot of hatred on this stage. Rhinos, homeless people, a lot of you were hated for a little while there. I'm not going to hate any of you. I direct my hatred towards my children. Does anybody have children? Does anybody have children in this room? Queen Street is not a place for children, I don't think, huh? Plaid Mountain, you could make a child if you wanted to. No, if you want. There's 11 drinks on the table. You could do it if you want to. I have three kids, and number four is on its way in February. So, hashtag fertile. There's a lot of heat coming from this area. I would look away every 20 seconds, just in case. You don't want to go home to him and explain why there's a half Pakistani child in your stomach. You don't want to do that. That's for you. Half Pakistani, black? African? What is your,
Italian.
I don't see color. That's what that is about. Huh? Am I right? My Latina queen in the corner? I also don't see gender. That's the kind of person I am. Just to get you comfortable. I have three kids. It's not for everybody, including myself, to be quite honest. But here we are. I had two stepdaughters. Get married, got it all. Two stepdaughters. Why be greedy? I ask my penis every night. But somehow he wanted more. And now we have a son who's, he just turned three. He's a disgusting creep. I think that's the only way to really... Have you been around young boys? Disgusting. I know what he's doing right now. He's at home in Etobicoke with both his hands fully in his pants. That is 100% for sure. He is cupping his balls. Sorrow, joy, comfort, all of it found under the balls. That is... I'm being a monster right now. In his defense, once in a while he'll mix it up and he'll pull out one hand and then sniff it. Like that, and that is a pride that I can't even explain to you people until you have a child. Hey, Nick, you haven't met my... never mind. That's something you got to experience for yourself. Very creepy boy. And then I make the mistake, because I snap every time I see that. I make the mistake of asking why. Why are your hands in your pants? And that's not fair of me. He doesn't have the vocabulary. But I can't... how many times have I told this guy not to put his... Why are your hands in your pants? Because, and then I go, here comes a boatload of shit. But you know what? You gotta listen. You gotta be a good father. You gotta be present. So I just stand there and we'll let him go through. I put my hands in my pants because he always has to start from the beginning for some reason. He had a rough French teacher who was like, no, répétez la question. There's no French teacher. He's three. I put my hands in my pants because Andy has a full-on Pakistani accent. Full-on. I don't know where that vibe is coming from. I was born in New Brunswick. My wife is from Saskatchewan. That makes no fucking sense at all, by the way. I put my hands in my pants because I need to. Oh, buddy. Oh, we are never getting that time back. Do you understand how time works? Never getting it back. We need to put you in an ESL class or something. We're going to figure this shit out. I can't have this every day. And I have two daughters who are wonderful, but I will tell you this. I don't know how many people have been around little girls. If you asked me what hell was 10 years ago, I would have been like, oh, hell. I get it. Hot, uncomfortable, maybe some heavy lifting while the devil yells an ethnic slur at me. You know, hell, a bad, bad place. That's not hell anymore. Right now, today, you ask me what hell is? Hell, I don't even know if it's hot. I think it's probably a climate-controlled room with a nice, comfortable chair that you sit in. But there is a unending line of 5-year-old girls who want to tell you about the last movie they just saw. Just never ending. You're like, how long is this? It's forever. That's how long it is. It is forever. And each one of them just go. And that's both my daughters. I've seen them both turn five and get all the time, every movie. Oh, my God, Papa, the movie was so good. There was this guy, right? He was this guy, and he was so mean. And he was an owl. And then he said to the other guy, we're not going to go to your party because we're not in that. I'm like, hey, I was at the fucking movie with you, all right? I was right beside you. How much do I have to pay to not hear this bullshit? That's what I want to know. And then I have a daughter who I do love my daughter. It's going to sound like I'm a monster, but I have two daughters. My eight-year-old, here's the shitty part about this kid. And a good kid overall. Here's what sucks. Horrible joke teller, which is offensive to me personally. I make my living. Be bad at math. Be bad at French. Who gives a shit? We'll get you a tutor, right? We'll figure it out. Don't be mad at the thing that puts food on the table. That is not cool at all. And it's not just that she's a bad joke teller. It's that she always has to be on. You know people who always have to be on? They always have to have a zinger for every moment. Hey, Papa, that hat doesn't match your face. What fucking joke book is that from? What does that even mean? Hey, Papa, nice shirt. Did your mom buy that for you? No, your mom bought that for me. Calm the fuck down. Turn it off. What's wrong with you? Papa, knock, knock. Knock, knock. I'm like, this is the word. Okay, who's there? Love. Love who? Nobody loves you. I'm like, oh my God, what are you? That is so hurtful. And not the structure of a knock-knock joke, by the way. You fuck that. You don't even have the fundamentals. It's a bad scene in the house. And now we're having number four, and I'm kind of calm and relaxed about number four. I've kind of resigned myself to being like, you're fucked. I've just kind of like, it's fine. But number three scared the shit out of me. I was like, how do I afford to have a third child? I was so stressed, I got shingles. Anybody ever had shingles in this room? You're too young for shingles. Your white grandfather had shingles, and I had shingles for some reason. I don't. But it comes when you're like stressed, your immune system is down, a variety of horrible things happening in your life, which is what was going on with me. I was having a kid, I'm very stressed. So I wake up one day, just to let you know, if you don't know what the shingles are, it's the chicken pox comes back to visit you when you're an adult. Does not look like the chicken pox. It's on a nerve track on your forehead or your back. So I wake up one morning and I'm like, oh, look at that. I have a nipple on my forehead. And it doesn't feel the way my other nipples feel. I don't like this one. I don't like this one at all. But like a man, I'm going to sleep it off. So I go to bed and I wake up the next morning. No, not gone. In fact, new nipples orbiting the first nipple. I'm like, this is bad. This is bad. And I go to the doctor. And I was like, hey, man, that's how I address doctors. Hey, bro, anybody? I'm very respectful of the medical community. I'm like, hey, do you know what this is? And right away he goes, yeah, you have Zona. Zona, that's a stupid name. Forget Zona the warrior. What is Zona? There's no such thing as that. He goes, you have Zona. I'll tell you that. He gives me a cream, steroids. I go home. I'm like, Zona, it's the fucking dumbest thing ever. I'm going to look this up, Zona. And I look it up. The first thing it said on a website was Zona, also known as herpes zoster. Let's go back to Zona. We had a good thing there. I took it for granted. All right. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I read the whole paragraph, chickenpox virus, blah, blah, blah. And at the end of this long paragraph, it says, not to be mistaken in any way with the herpes simplex virus. Then why call it herpes anything? Why are you lumping me in with those skanks? That is not fair. I was very well behaved. There's no reason for me to have any of that. That is a horrible way to... Here's what it's like. Basically, but if you go to the doctor and the doctor was like, bit of bad news, you've got AIDS athlete's foot. Nothing to do with AIDS. Just we're running out of names for athlete's foot. We thought we'd give you... Have fun having sex this summer. That's basically... Half a summer of me being like, no, it's herpes. It's not herpes. It's a type of herpes. You know, we shouldn't even call it herpes. It's herpes, but it's not really herpes. If you read about herpes, you'll see that this is not actually herpes. What does that sound like? A guy with herpes. That's what it sounds like. A very defensive man with herpes. Guys, that's it for me. My name is Ali Hassan. Thank you so much.
Ali Hassan, everyone. Give it up for Ali Hassan.
Your next act, he's out of L.A. now, but he's originally from here, and he's coming back to do a bunch of shows. You guys are going to love him. You guys already know who he is. He's super funny. Please welcome to the stage, Dave Mirhaj, everyone. Dave Mirhaj!
Hey, keep it going for Chris Locke. Keep it going for Chris Locke. Keep it going for this lady texting right now. Keep it going for this lady. Give it up for her right now. She's texting. Holler at your girl right now. Look at her right now. Who are you texting? Who are you texting? I went to like our urban comedy room in LA, and that's what the guy did. He kept going. He's like, give it up for napkins, motherfuckers. Give it up for napkins. We got empty beer bottles. Give it up for these motherfucking beer bottles. Whose birthday it is? Oh, Shaniqua's birthday. Yeah, give it up, give it up. He did 9 minutes on Give It Up. Do you know how amazing that is? I was like, he's still killing. Like, he fucking killed with Give It Ups. There's comics out there that do their acts, can't do that. He gave it up. He literally was like, give it up, give it up, give it up for living. Living? That's what we all do. How do you give it up for that? I just wanted somebody to die. That's what I wanted, just dead. I'm like, this guy didn't give it up at all. He's fucking dead. They're so weird. They don't give a shit. Like, America, like, everyone obviously knows that. They just don't give a shit. They're like LeBrons. They're all like mini LeBron James. Just telling you they don't give a shit. They don't. Like, I remember this dude. I said, someone goes, hey, did you say you were from Canada? And then somebody else goes, he goes, Canada? Like, he goes, Canada? Like, he said Canada like it fell off as a country. That's how he said it. Like, Canada, like, fucked up. Like, it wasn't doing country shit. And then I said Canada. He goes, oh, shit, it's still there. Like, Like, do you know how crazy you gotta be in your head where you forgot a country? Not like, it's near, like, you forgot. Like, I'm like, Canada? He goes, oh, shit! Like, oh! Like, he was baffled that I said Canada. It's the same way if I would have told him Ja Rule put an album out. That's the same way he reacted to me. He's like, Ja? He's still alive? Oh, shit, he knows a studio? Don't act like you all turned right there on Ja Rule. You fuck, everyone turned on Ja Rule. We should be ashamed of ourselves. I don't know what happened, but the whole world at one point goes, fuck Ja Rule. All of you used to ride with Ja. Yeah, Ja. Not just Ja Rule. We used to call him Ja. And I'm the only one. I Google him. I find out when his jail release dates are. I still stay in touch because I care about my artists. I don't give a fuck. The rest of you are sheep. I care. Oh, you fell off? No, I'm still with you, Ja. Put that album out. That'll make you come back. That's what I do. Because I give a shit about... He was the only rapper that came out of water, out of a pool, and rapped. Who the fuck is doing that right now? Do you know how hard it is just to come out of water and continue to rap when your bandana's wet? That takes skill. It takes fucking skill. Everyone is like... And rap is so, like, friendly. I hate it. It's just too friendly. Not that there should be shootings, but it's just too friendly. Everyone's like, I rap. I love the world. We should all get together. Not they don't do that, but like they're like, ah, because nobody disses each other like they did back then. Nobody disses it like I love dissing. I love when people get dissed in rap songs. When you talk shit, it's the best thing on the planet. Nobody does it anymore because they're scared. Because you know the worst. Like something like you'll ask a rapper, it's the same thing. You're like, yo, did you go at Lil Wayne? And this is the same speech they give. They're like, ah, oh. Like are you saying I went at Lil Wayne? Yeah, did you go at Lil Wayne in your songs? Look, look, look. I ain't saying that I went at Lil Wayne. But look, if A matches, if it's on the way to Z, and if he feels he caught that bullet, am I right? Like, if he feels he wants to stand in front of it and take that shot, then that's on him. That's not on me. I'm just doing me. What the fuck are you talking about? Why am I a detective in my basement trying to figure out who you're dissing? Just fucking tell me. I'm a grown man, 34, I pay taxes. I need to fucking know. I got shit to do. I got my day. I don't fucking need to put clues together. I look crazy. I look crazy to the world. When I called my brother, I'm like, he's talking about Pusha T. I found out. He's talking about Pusha T. Tell the other brother in the house and mom and father. We figured out I could sleep at night. Just fucking tell me. You know who told you? Tupac. Tupac always fucking told you. Tupac's the realest person. He didn't give a shit. He told you. He told you what cop was a rat. He always gave you information that you didn't need, but you appreciated it. You're like, I don't need that, but I appreciate it. Remember when he goes, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. You're like, yeah, that's Biggie. And there was no beat. There was no beat. Nobody hit the... He just said, don't record. Fuck your fucking bitch. Like, that's how crazy he was. The engineer's like, is that in the song? I don't give a fuck what it's in. I have pain and I need to get it out. Put that in as an interlude. I have pain and I need to get it out. Because you can't do... I don't know how you do drive-bys anymore. How do you do drive-bys? Not that I know anything about drive-bys. I looked at that guy, like, like the most nerdiest dudes here. Like, I get, like, that's, yeah. This is why I can't work out when I do that. That's the worst thing you could do in the gym. If you lift something, go, oh my God, I'm sweating, and you do that, you're out. They should take your membership away. They're like, sir, come here. What the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I have glasses. I can't see anymore. That and if I'm Googling, I have to Google equipment. You know how embarrassing that is? I'm like, I video. I literally had to Google like a training move. I'm like, I got it. Don't worry. Like an idiot. And I got stuck in one of the machines. That is embarrassing. It was one of the ones where you go like this, and I had to, and I felt like I swung back too hard, and I just got stuck for 7 minutes. It was the best workout ever. And like an idiot, I went like this, ooh, just to show people I don't quit. That's what I am. I'm not a fucking quitter. I'll get stuck in a machine, but I'm not a goddamn quitter. Just know that. But you, like, because I grew up in like the, I grew up in like Windsor, which is not like in the middle. I was middle class, like, you know what I mean? Like, I had all the video, this is not, like, I had all the video games and systems, so life was good. Like, I can't be like, it's so hard out there, like, you know. But rap would influence me where it would make me think I want to be a drug dealer. Like, I remember listening to like Young Jeezy, and I was like, oh fuck, I want to cook crack. Like, I just, it's like, I'm gonna cook that shit. Like, if my, like, I wanted to cook crack, and my mom comes in the kitchen. She's like, what are you doing, David? I'm like, bitch, you need to back off. We cooking crack tonight. I'm like, I'll slice a titty. That's what I thought in my head I wanted to say. Like, I spin around and go, I want to slice a titty. And she's like, what are you talking about, David? She grabs her boobs. I'm like, you need no, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. You better tell dad to be on guard. Like, what does that even mean? But it sounds amazing. That's what it is. But you can't do, you can't do, I don't know how, because I feel if you're going to do a drive-by and kill someone, you need pump-up music. That's what I feel. Because you need pump-up music for everything, I guess. So what would put you in that headspace to kill a motherfucker? Like, I just feel, they're like, yo, we got to ride on this bitch. We got to ride. Like, I need, they need, like, Ice Cube or something violent to get him in the head. I don't know, with today's rap, what are you going to do? Like, I just feel they fuck around and, like, listen to Drake by accident and then pull the car around. Like, I just feel, they'd be like, oh, shit. Like, it was, it would get to the guy. He's like, nah. And they're like, where you going, dog? He goes, man, fuck this shit. I don't want to do this. I never wanted to do this. Like, what are we doing out here, huh? What are we doing out here? Did he really look at us that way? Did he really scuff our shoes? Did he really do that? I don't think he's a good dude. Why am I out here? I'm a young man that needs to get education. That's what I want to do. I want to go to pottery school. I ain't tell any of you guys, but I want to go to fucking pottery school. Yeah, that's gay, but I love that shit. I saw someone sculpting something. I'm like, yo, I want to make magic. That's what I thought. I listen way too much rap that it, like, it influences how I react, how I treat girls. Not how I treat girls, but how, like, if I'm dating a girl, I listen to too much. Like, it just makes me feel like I'm like, yo, I'm gonna treat you. Like, I'm gonna show you the world. Like, these thoughts go in my head, which is stupid. Like, yo, I got you, baby girl. I'm gonna show you the world. Like, I'm like, what am I doing? And I'll tell you, like, a real story. It's like, with my ex, we were in, like, this clothing store, like a shoe store, and it was Jordan's. He's like, nice Jordan. You know, like, I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry, because your shirt's tucked in. That's the only reason I question. I've never seen any guy with the shirt tucked in and wearing Jordan. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel you're proper, which is fine. And I love how you're matching almost with your, like, that's amazing. That's very coupley. I don't know if you're a couple, but that means synergy, like love, right? I just feel like they get it. Like, they're like, we're in love. I just feel like before you left, I don't know if this happened, but I just imagine it. You're like, what shirt are you wearing? And then you put it on. She's like, me too. And you just, you did this when you walked out, like both of you at the same time. And then a wizard just showed up and gave you candy. You're lovely. Continue loving. And then you just kind of went away. but there was these Jordans. And she goes, she literally, she goes, oh. It's like she went, she's like, oh. Like she didn't go, oh. But she was like, oh. She grabbed them. And she goes, and I knew. I was like, oh, shit, it's go time. In my head, I was like, I even stepped forward. I was like, oh. It's like, I'm going to drop some shit in my head. I'm like, I'm ready. She want to buy them? Let's do this. I got the money. And I remember I tapped. There was no money in my pocket. But I just remember, I remember just tapping. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I'm like, I was betting on horses. I was like, yeah. She going to get this. Like, I don't know why I did that. But then she goes, I'm like, yo, what's up? You want them? And she goes, no, no, it's fine. I go, what? She goes, the $333. I don't think you should do that. She put them back. And I just go, yo. And I literally, I step back. I don't know why I said, I was like, yo. 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 Do they make you smile? Do they put a smile on your face? And then she goes, yeah, I guess. I'm like, then you're going to have them. That's what I'm, yeah, you're going to, because that's what I do. I love you. Put a smile on your, I'll do whatever it takes to put a smile on your face because I love you. And then she got them, right? She didn't get them because they were out. They were out, but I had to order, like, they weren't in the store. I had to go order. But I wanted her to know that. But any, on the real, like, I loved her that much that I would do that, right? This is the thing. After she got them, she would never, she'd barely wear them. But it was making me mad inside. It was making me mad as fuck. So I'm like, hey, what about those Jordans? She's like, they kind of hurt my feet. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck if you never had feet. I tape them to your knees, put them on. They're fucking Jordans. Like, you know, look, I'm not even a Jordan head. Like, I'm not a Jordan sneaker head. But everybody in this fucking world knows the Jordan sneaker heads are crazy people. They line up. They respect Jordans. They're nuts. They're fucking, they wouldn't even feed their kids. They're crazy people. And I know that because I was in Vancouver at a 7-Eleven. I was trying to get a drink and a dude walked up to get a drink and hit the side of my shoes. So he goes, and I get up and he goes, yo, shit. He goes, yo, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. And I was like, no, it's all good. Then he looked down, he goes, oh, you wearing Jordans? He goes, yo, I'm double sorry. I go, no, it's fine. He left. I get to the counter to pay for my Slurpee. He comes back in and he goes, yo, I just got to get this off my chest. I didn't know they were Jordan. Like, this is for real. They're Jordans. I didn't know that. I'm so sorry. I feel so embarrassed that I scuffed them. They're Jordans and left. That's the respect fucking Jordans get. And now we're not together anymore, right? And part of me hurts for a broken relationship, right? But also it hurts that I'm like, I don't think she's fucking wearing them. It's making me mad. I think she's fucking gallivanting around the world not wearing those fucking Jordans. Put them fucking on. You need to respect the Jordans and fucking wear them. I don't care if at a wedding. I don't give a shit. I wouldn't care. I swear. I wouldn't care if somebody, I don't know why they do it, would make me watch a video of her getting fucked by another. Like, if he's fucking her, like, amazing. Like, I mean, like, flipping her in the air, doing crazy shit. Better than I could fuck her. But if the camera panned down and those Jordans, I'd be like, fuck, I'm happy right there. Shit, I think I should go. Oh, where's my hat? Oh, there it is. That's my friend that laughed there, Marito Lopez. That's him there still laughing. That's why you need friends in your life, right? Because when it gets quiet in life, there's always a giggle. That's my other friend. Those are two friends back there that were there for me when all of you got quiet, which you should have, but they still hung in there. They didn't need to hang in there, but they hung in there because it's like, it's not a real laugh. Like, they're not laughing. They're like, wow, that was a good joke. They're laughing at me like, oh, fuck. There's that pause. He didn't know what to say. He said something. We're laughing to support. Those are right. These are comedy secrets that you don't know. Like, usually what happened when I spun around, there would be more, like, maybe more love. Like, you know, and I got silent. I didn't know what to say. I was like, what do I say? I don't know what to say. I didn't say anything. Marito laughed in the back when I said something stupid. He was, ha, ha, like, in a weird, weird laugh. It was weird. But I knew it was him, and I respect that. Because that's a buddy right there that I can rob a bank with. Like, if I need, like, all of you, I couldn't. You'd panic. You'd just bitch up. That's what you would do. All of you would bitch up. If I rolled up on you right now, I'm like, look, we can make a meal right now down the street. I got all the tools. I got all the tools. I got the van. I got the guns. We don't need to do anything. I got us all tickets to leave to the Bahamas. You'd all bitch out. But now Marito, he'd be like, ha, 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 ha. And he'd just walk in front of you and be like, yo, give me the gun, homie. Let's do it. He goes, fuck it. Tape it to my chest. I'm ready, bro. Ride or die. And he'd shimmy. That's what he would do because he loves Puff Daddy. Thank you very much, Vinay's Dave Moresh.
The Alt.Comedy Lounge happens every Monday night at 9 p.m. at the Rivoli in downtown Toronto. For information on upcoming shows, visit alt.comedylounge.com or connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. For previous shows, check out podalmighty.com or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Catch you next time.